Who is it in your life that you detest? That may sound a bit harsh, but come on, there's always someone. So, who is it in your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to Fresh. We all have people or groups of people in our lives whom we really don't want to be around. Maybe it's a particular ethnic group in your neck of the woods that's stirring up a lot of trouble, or does things and believes things that you don't agree with. Or perhaps it's someone who just rubs you the wrong way, or they've hurt you. Back in the first century, for the Jews, it was the Samaritans. Man, they detested these half-breed imposters, these Samaritans who thought they were God's chosen people too. John chapter 4, verse 9. The woman answered, "I'm surprised that you ask me for a drink. You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. Jews have nothing to do with the Samaritans." So Jesus has been on a long journey. He's tired, he's thirsty, and he finds himself at a well. A Samaritan woman, an outcast, an untouchable as far as the Jews were concerned, comes to draw water, and he starts chatting with her. She's shocked, as well she should be. A Jewish man talking to a Samaritan woman in a civil tone. Well, that just didn't happen. He ends up, if you read the rest of the story there in chapter 4 of John's Gospel, drawing her closer to God than she'd ever imagined possible. Then there was the Roman centurion whose servant Jesus healed. Jews hated the Romans, especially those in the military. It's amazing how you and I can toddle off to church each Sunday, sing the songs, listen to the sermons, and yet detest other people during the week, isn't it? That's God's word, fresh for you today. The word of God can be confronting, and yet when God gets in our face that way, he transforms our lives. He sets us free from the things that are holding us back. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.